Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 10 of the Slightly Off Podcast, where we occasionally sometimes talk about video games. My name is Chris.
My name is Will.
I am Victoria.
My name's Jake.
And I'm Victoria.
No one cares, Victoria. So we're joined by special guest Jakey. Does stuff for us. What do you do?
I occasionally edit videos when time allows.
Whenever like he's champ, not working like 20 shifts a week.
Yeah, dude, Jake, you do work a lot.
I did two 10-hour shifts on Monday and Tuesday.
What? Why? Jeez.
Because we have everyone wants to call out the days that I work, so then
and
it
it's
requires
a pizza
me to
place.
Be there longer.
Everyone wants pizza.
Yeah.
I know, and Jake's got to have money for his Ruby swag.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get into that in a second.
Speaking of Ruby swag.
Yeah, I guess that'd be better for...
Let's just talk... What did you guys get for
Black Friday
merch and Cyber Monday? And then where they just screwed you over and gave you better deals during the week?
Oh, so...
I know, right?
From the Rooster Teeth store, literally solely Ruby merch, I spent over $400. On.
Jesus.
Did you take out a small loan?
So
for
if
that?
I would have waited for the
Holy
sale, I could have saved $100.
Yeah.
Than the Ruby merch, the only other things I got was I got the Funhouse Overwatch shirt, the Cow Chop cup, like the Silipint thing. I think I got something else. I can't think of it off the top of my head. I'll have to pull up my thing. But as for the Ruby stuff,
I
found out they were doing the 12 days of Rooster Teeth thing, and it was like 20% off, and I was like, well, that would have been really nice to know before I spent all this money.
Yeah, but you didn't want to have them sold out of anything you wanted, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the only thing I didn't regret getting right away was that Christmas ornament thing, because that's apparently limited edition, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always next year.
Yeah.
Or
eBay.
Or eBay. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you can spend $3,000 on it. Yeah.
All right. So I have my order history up.
There you go.
This is from the Black Friday, I got the black on black Ruby shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's tight.
Lots of black on black that day.
I got 10 of the blind box figures.
Oh, my goodness, Jake.
There's 11. I almost got 11, but... So that was the Black Friday deal because that was the only Ruby things that came out that day that I didn't have already.
How many repeats did you get in the blind box?
I haven't gotten my order yet. They just shipped it.
Oh, okay.
I think it was because I had so much stuff in it. I don't know.
They were geez, this guy ordered $400
I think they're
stuff.
Just backlogged on a lot of stuff because I'm still waiting on... To be fair, it was my fault. I ordered some stuff with my Extra Life shirt and poster.
Oh, yeah.
And I made that mistake.
So
I'm going to have to wait until 2 months into next year to get those.
So then my Cyber Monday thing. For some reason, one of the items in the Cyber Monday order shipped already, but the rest of it hasn't. So I don't
know why.
Maybe
it's in a different warehouse or something.
But on Cyber Monday, I got all four of the villain figures. I got the Volume 4 Retro Reveal poster, the one that looks like the original poster, but with the new character designs.
Oh, nice.
I got the throw pillow. I got all four of the cups.
Oh,
I got the coasters. I also got the shower curtain.
Nice.
Totally going to hang it up as a regular
curtain.
We're
just swimming in Ruby merchandise.
And then... Two days after that, they released a few more Ruby things. I got the holiday ornament, and then I got the art canvas that's the Volume 4 poster.
Nice.
Sounds like a good haul.
Not going to lie, when I saw the Naked Gus shower curtain, I just saw the name. I was hoping they just blew up that old picture and put it on the shower curtain.
I would have loved that.
Instead, it was just the Animated Adventure one, and I was RTA. I would have bought that in a heartbeat if it was the Naked Gus drinking a beer
with
an Xbox controller.
Did you guys get any video games? What about the video games? We're a video game podcast. Where are video games at?
So on Black Friday, I decided that I was going to brave the storm and I was going to go to Best Buy. I have never been shopping on Black Friday before.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had some deals that I wanted to get my hands on, but I also wanted to get a new phone. So I show up there and the line's like wrapped halfway around the building and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be out here forever. And I got to tell you, Black Friday at Best Buy is actually pretty pleasant. I mean, the line started moving. The entire line made it into the store. And when I got in there, I mean, it was like a well-oiled machine. There was a guy standing at the door and he said, what do you need? And the guy's like, the guy in front of me was like, I want this TV. He's like, go stand over there. And then looks at the next guy. What do you need? I need to get this computer. Okay, go stand over there. I mean, it was like everyone knew where they were supposed to be. Everywhere there were like small lines everywhere. And then there was a guy who's like, anyone for the, you know, Samsung Galaxy F7 Edge phone from Verizon? I raised my hand. He's like, okay, go stand over there. So I grabbed my Galaxy S7 phone or S7 Edge phone, which is, I mean, I got to say, it's pretty awesome. I'm really enjoying it.
Nice.
But they had a deal where if you bought the phone on Black Friday, you got a free Samsung Gear VR headset.
Shit.
And then you got a $400 gift card to Best Buy.
Okay.
That's a good trade.
I know, right?
You have to trade
the headset, though. Headset, not so bad. Like, or not so good, I mean, because it's like, that's the one you use with your phone, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's still pretty awesome.
I mean, I guess.
And Victoria, it was free.
Yeah, I guess that's
it
the point.
It was free.
It's that $400 gift card.
Yeah.
I know, right?
That's so then real nice.
So I finished checking out with my phone, and the guy who was checking me out was super chill. I turn around with my $400 gift card. I buy a phone case, and then I run over, grab a copy of Titanfall 2 for $30.
Nice.
And I just stroll on out of the store. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It just like it felt like just a crowded day. Like it was, you know, a crowded Tuesday at Best Buy. It was insane how easy it was. So there you go, Chris. I bought Titanfall 2.
Yeah. Yeah, but you didn't play with us before.
Well, listen, Chris. We'll talk about that later. What were you saying, Victoria?
I experienced my first Black Friday at a mall this year.
Oh, good God.
See, that's a bad idea.
I didn't want to go. I'm like, please. We went to my aunt's house. I'm like, please, just let me sit here. I never wanted to go to a mall for Black Friday. And like, no, you should come with us. I'm like, all right, fine. Didn't get anything, because why would I? It was stupid.
Why not? If you're going to brave the storm, you might at least, you know, come away with some victory trophy.
Because all they went to was, like, Macy's, and I think we looked at, like, one other store where the prices were dropped, like, $10.
Meh.
The mall has terrible deals. That's another thing.
Why do people go there? Is it just, like, tradition?
I think it's just because it has a plethora of different, like, shops, so people have options.
Lame.
But I did, go to Best Buy later on Friday, and I saw, like, the tape they had on the ground, and it looked like they just had people walking down the aisles in a line.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It was,
like,
yeah.
I swear they must have had, like, traffic engineers saying, okay, here's how we need to lay out
the
store.
They had on
the
reflective
with, like,
vests and everything, and they had whistles.
They had, like, the light-up cones, like, waving people around.
like at the airports.
Move along, sir. Exactly.
Well, I mean, like, after the disasters of previous years where, like, people have been getting hurt, injured, all that shit.
Yeah, trampled to death.
Trampled to death. It's
fighting
like, yeah,
over PlayStation.
They had to really step up their game. But I also think the internet is there to thank, just because, like, you could go on go get the deals at midnight on Thanksgiving like, not have to worry about anything. And that's how I did most of
my
shops.
Underwear.
Yeah.
I only did Black Friday once, and then, like, after that, I was like, screw that, I'm just sticking to the online deals.
The only thing I bought in store was Galaxy S7, so.
Yeah, the phone deals are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't on Black Friday, but do you remember when the Rooster Teeth store was having its, like, closeout sale of a lot of its old items?
Yeah, like the 80% off.
Yeah, so I got the RT shorts DVDs. I got, you know, season 1, 2, and 3 of the RT shorts.
Classics.
And then I got a Rooster Teeth belt buckle, which I'm super stoked to wear.
I wish I had have belt buckles.
I know, right? I bought one, and I realized it could interchange with belt buckles. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
You're like, but I know exactly which ones I'm getting.
I know, right? Exactly.
First one was Nintendo.
Exactly.
It was just like the old school N cube.
There you go. Oh, that would be awesome. Okay.
I'm sure it's out there, Will.
I'm going to go buy one. I mean, you guys know me. That's exactly what I need. And then I bought some slap bands, the Tower of Pimps slap bracelet and a YOLO slap bracelet that I think I'm going to give away at some future events.
There you go.
Cool. But yeah, I got all that for, what did I get? I think I got all that for $10.
Shit.
So I made out like a bandit that day. But yeah, so, not necessarily Black Friday.
Yeah, some of the video games I ended up buying were Titanfall 2. I got Skyrim.
Oh, there you go.
And what else? What other game did I get? I got Assassin's Creed Syndicate. And I also bought the Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens. Because I could not help myself.
To be fair, those Lego games are really good, though.
I know, and had really great reviews. I'm like, it's Star Wars. How can this be bad?
I can't go wrong with that. Shelby played the Lego Harry Potter for Extra Life, and that thing looked really fun.
Yeah. No, they know what's up. So I really look forward to playing that in my off time.
There you go.
The other things that I bought were, I got some of the closeout sale. I bought a few of the stuff from the RT store. I can't remember everything I bought. And
it was just so much stuff.
Yeah, there's so much stuff. So much stuff. And I bought an 8 terabyte hard drive for my computer.
Nice.
Dang.
That's so only,
the only
do
thing
you even own 8 terabytes of information?
I
not
could
yet,
easily fill up
but,
8 terabytes.
Yeah.
But soon.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
8 terabytes wink, of wink, what? Wink. What could you possibly have that
like,
fill up
give
8
me,
terabytes?
Like, I think within 2 years, I could probably end up filling up half of that.
Do you realize like how much memory we use to record the Extra Life stream?
Yeah.
I mean, still.
Each
is
one
that
of those
8 terabytes?
No, each one of those is like, was it, how much was it?
Hold up, let me just pull it up.
10 gigs, but it was around
that
there.
That is not a lot. That is not a lot of information.
But that's, but you have to remember, this was at like a lower quality too. Like if we would have like went full
done
out.
1080, that would have been big.
All I'm saying is that we would need to go through a few years of RT Florida doing stuff to fill up 8 gigs of memory.
See, that's what
eight
you
gigs?
Think,
no,
but you
no.
don't.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't see.
Oh, sorry.
The folder,
no, 8 terabytes.
Well,
8 terabytes.
You don't see the folder that I have for RT Florida on my desktop. Thing grows
fair.
Bigger and bigger by the day because I get everyone's pictures and videos from the events, and I have them as a backup.
Just like aggregating
yeah.
RT Florida information.
By this point, we're almost at the 1 year mark. By the time this comes
I'm so
out,
excited.
By the time this comes out, we'll actually be at our 1 year mark.
I am
already
so stoked for
my
that.
1 terabyte
I'm
hard drive is already almost full, and that wasn't within our first year. While we're still kicking things off,
RT Florida is filled with champions.
Yeah,
you know, we just that's how we do it.
My RT Florida folder is at 161 gigabytes right now, and I don't think that has all of what I have from RT Florida in there.
Mm-hmm.
Brag about it.
No, but I'm saying, like, it takes up a lot
it
of
does.
Memory.
Yeah, I guess,
especially
I guess
for,
true.
Like,
I,
Jake and I, where we do a lot of the video stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I kind of underestimate the size of video files.
They get really big.
Oh, for sure.
I just like how everyone's talking about, like, oh, no, I got these video games for Black Friday and these, you know, this phone. I'm sitting here getting a whole bunch of stuff for my house to make it smart.
Make
to
it
make
smart.
It smart?
I got like
it's about
Alexa,
time you made that smart.
I got the
house
Philips
smart.
Hue lights. I got Samsung smart things.
Samsung
yeah, your house was
smart thing. Go on.
I got a Z Wave for my door lock. So now everything's automatic. I don't have to touch a light switch in my house anymore.
Oh, you poor
please
thing.
Tell me you didn't get Hue bulbs.
I did. Not all of them.
No.
No, not all of them. I only got them for certain ones. I thought they were stupid at first.
For certain ones, air quotes. I think we all know what ones she's talking about.
My kitchen.
Okay, maybe we don't know what
you're
talking about.
I don't even know what you're talking about. But it's actually
really cool.
Oh, come
on. Yes,
cool.
You do.
No, I really, really don't.
Okay, well, I can't help you, Victoria.
I'm sorry.
Think about what Gavin and Gus would talk about with Hue bulbs.
You West mean the world? Light
nope.
on their dick?
No. Oh, never mind.
I'm
move
so
along.
I don't know what we're talking about.
All right.
So the only game I got was Titanfall 2.
Hey guys, and I think that's a great segue to talk about our everyone first topic here. Titanfall 2.
I know, real smooth. Real.
See, he knows what's up with these podcasts.
There you go.
So, what's your guys' thoughts of it? Like,
so
play the campaign.
Yeah, let's hear from Jake.
I actually really like Titanfall 2 like a lot. Like currently, right now, might be like not. I'm not saying like of all time. I'm just saying currently, right now, might be my favorite first person shooter. Just because like one of the biggest reasons why is because a big thing in gaming that's like really important to me is movement. So like the wall running and all that, I'm just like in love with. And like the grappling hook and all that is just like the way that you can move around the map is just amazing to me. And the campaign is like super, super fun. Like the story,
that's one thing.
Story's a little basic, but the actual like missions and stuff are awesome.
That's one thing that I've really heard about Titanfall 2 was that they stepped up the campaign.
Yeah, they did.
I remember from the first one, the campaign was almost like non-existent.
There was really
not
a campaign.
There was no campaign.
The campaign was their multiplayer.
Yeah. It was literally just
it was like campaign
and
air quotes.
Background.
It was just 30-second video
well, and,
intro to this level.
Titanfall especially, I guess now it's two of them. It's a very visual game. Everything looks very nice, even though there's really not a whole lot to it.
Yeah.
Mechanics-wise,
yeah, most
at
definitely.
Least.
I don't know. Just, like, the way that I can move around the map is just, like, I fell in love with it. Like, I was, like, playing with Chris earlier, and there was, like, just, like, this moment I had to record where I was, like, I maneuvered around the map, and it wasn't even, like, I did any cool kills or anything. It was just the movement itself. I was like, oh, this is awesome.
I think that's what really makes games great is when they have that one thing that kind of sets them apart from other games, or they have that one mechanic that just works really, really well. You know, I feel like for GTA, it's how open everything is and how you can explore and how everything feels really real. And I guess, like you said, for Titanfall 2, it's that whole movement thing. It's that everything is really fluid and, you know, it's just something that you can get with that game that you probably can't get with many other
games.
Gears
of War, it's a chainsaw.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Let's be real here. That's all you really need in Gears.
But no, like,
that
I
curb
was a
stomping.
Big critic of the Titanfall 2 beta. Like,
the beta was
awful. I thought the gameplay was, like, it took a step back. Playing the Titans just weren't fun. Running around wasn't fun. And then made a decision. It was $30 on Black Friday to go ahead and buy it. And I just played it for, hour and a half before we did this podcast. And I'll be jumping back on later.
Yeah,
so how long before the release was the beta?
Like maybe a month?
A few months.
No,
I thought it was like two or three months ago.
No, it was a while.
The internet.
So
I had no urge to play Titanfall 2 after that beta, but then like I kept hearing amazing things about it after it released, and I was like, I'll try it again, and then like I fell in love with it.
So my question is that do you think they had enough time to change things after the beta, or was it just the beta wasn't an accurate representation of the actual game?
August 19th. Didn't they like publicly say they were going to change a lot of it? I'm pretty sure that was like a thing that they said on the know. Was that
they were or were not?
That they were. Like, they made an announcement, like, we hear you guys loud and clear, we'll switch it up. Like, I don't even remember.
Which is perfect. I mean, that's exactly what you want. You go in, you let people play, you hear their concerns and say, you know, if you got somebody coming at you saying, hey, I really think the game would play a lot better if you change the controls to this, you know, that's exactly what you want to hear. You change it, and then suddenly you're pleasing everyone, and you're, you know, creating a great sequel.
Well, the fact that they were also able to do that, like, completely change it, and not push back the release date, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely.
But that's also, I kind of wish they had pushed back the release date only because that's what kind of screwed them over. But apparently there's like a lot of talk that EA might have tried to sabotage them. I don't know, there's things I've heard. Because like Titanfall 2 is like a completely, like there's no season pass, there's free content that's going to be released regularly. And for some reason they wanted to release it like a week or two after Battlefield 1. Mm-hmm. So, which is also another EA title. And so it kind of flopped, but I'm hoping like because of the Black Friday sales, it's back.
Yeah, because I mean, review wise, it's getting eight and nines, and it's doing really well. And then you look at the sales, and you're like, that's not a eight or nine reviewed game due to the sales.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate when you have games that are reviewed well but just don't have the sales.
Same thing
really
with Dishonored 2, where they're just well-reviewed. Yeah, oh I haven't heard anybody say like anything like, this game's horrible. Like, they'll just like, oh, yeah, I wish they did this a little bit better. But pretty much all of it's like great reviews, and it's struggling real bad.
Yeah, maybe chances are, a lot of the times when something like that happens, the developers will come out with something. They'll drop the price and be like, oh, well, here's a patch that does this now. And people are like, oh, well, that's interesting. Let me get
it. Put unicorns on your Titans.
I don't think that's going to save No Man's Sky, though.
Aww.
So what I'm saying is hopefully something like that will happen for those games. And
oh, for sure. And yeah. I think, like Chris said, you know, with the Black Friday deals and hopefully deals in the future, the game might be a little more affordable to people, and then you know, people start picking it up, and eventually you see an increase in the sales.
I was telling
everyone to pick up Titanfall 2 during Black Friday.
I really like how Xbox now is doing their free-to-play days, so that way you're able, mm-hmm. if you don't have the game or you just want to try it out, you're able to do that.
Yeah, and you can
it was crazy to hear how many people really did that like with it. Overwatch.
Yeah, that one night we did that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, yeah, you're right. I definitely agree that it is a really great idea, especially to increase sales in games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, I guess another game just recently came out, and I know that someone on this podcast had mentioned that they've been waiting over 10 years to play it. Victoria, why don't you tell us about your experiences with Final Fantasy 15?
Final Fantasy 15. It's really great. It's...
All right, and we're done to the next game.
No, it's like, I don't know. You think 10 years is a long time, and you would hope the game would be, you know, almost perfect. And honestly, Final Fantasy 15, it almost hits that perfectly. Obviously, there are some flaws, nice. Like there are with any game. Mm-hmm. One pet peeve I have, which I'm, you know, Jake, you said you played the game, so you probably have this issue too. Whenever you go to use the action button, A, and you try to pick something out and mount a chocobo, you just end up jumping in front of this little glowing dot for like 2 seconds. It's like, no, I want to pick it up. No, I'm jumping. I want to pick it up. And it's really annoying, but it's also hilarious.
First world problems.
But apparently, the game has one of the... Final Fantasy XIV didn't do all that well. And
well,
then
wasn't
they remastered 14 it, and
the
then,
online?
Yes,
one?
It was an MMO, which I didn't play it when MMO. It first came out. I did it when they basically redid the entire thing, and it became A Realm Reborn, and then it was actually really good. Really upset that the you didn't have an actual fight with Ramu in Final Fantasy 15, because the one in 14 was kind of lacking. Yeah, you just run around and go touch these kind of crystalline bolts, and
spoilers.
That's about it. It's like, all right, now you can summon Ramu now.
Wait, is that 14?
Oh,
or 15?
That's kind of a bummer.
That's 15.
Oh well, thanks for spoiling it, Victoria.
I know, right? That's what I was thinking.
Just put spoilers.
It's not
right
a
there.
Spoiler. It's. All right, fine.
Jake,
so.
Prepare to be disappointed. I know. Well, it was. I really want to get that game. I'll probably try looking at getting it later in the month. But I'm really mm-hmm. stoked to trying to or getting ready
yeah,
to play
I'll
that game.
Yeah, pick it up via Redbox and see how I like it. Everybody,
do it.
It is really good. I think even Redbox, if you Redbox it, it is going to take a while to get through the game, but to see if you like it, that is a good option, because within the first, honestly, the very first, the opening, the prologue, when you, I mean, everyone's seen it, it's, you know, out there, public access, so this shouldn't be a spoiler, but you start out the game by pushing the Regalia, the car that you have, down the road. And I forget what song is playing, but it just makes it hilarious. You actually get to see the interaction with the characters, and it only adds to how they bond throughout the game. even the little, like, snippets of, like, voice acting that they do. Like, if you're just running down the road on a chocobo, and they're like, oh, you know, so that's Cindy. She's a real nice girl. You know, Prompto says that, and you're just...
Nice.
You can see the characters growing. You get more into their personalities, and it allows you to connect with them more. And I think Final Fantasy XV does that really great.
Man, now I want to play it.
So the reason why I really wanted to talk about it was because this is actually my first Final Fantasy game ever.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, remember, Jake's a youngin.
Jake, well, I'm proud of you.
But, I mean, it's just like I've never really been, like, especially when it was, like, the turn-based thing. Like, that's never really been a big thing of mine. And I don't know, like, for me, it was, like, at the time, it wasn't really, like, a thing that I thought I'd be into. But then, like, when this was coming out, I saw, like, some gameplay and stuff, and I was just like, this looks really fun. Like, I want to try it out. And I thought I immediately made the right decision because, like, literally when you open the game, the first thing it says is, like, a Final Fantasy for new players and old players.
Yes.
I was like, well, perfect.
And me, like, as someone who's been playing it since, you know, on my Game Boy, it's, I can definitely see how it's a great game for, you know, veterans and beginners because it's completely on its own. It kind of gives you a backstory a bit about the whole Final Fantasy world, and it's, you know, based in the world of Eos, which is a great starter world, you know, for anyone who doesn't know too much about it. And like you were saying with the whole turn-based thing, you weren't a big fan of that. It allows you to kind of enable it and disable it with the wait mode that they have.
Yeah, I've actually been using wait mode. It's pretty cool.
Wait mode is nice with those warp strikes because you're able to actually take your time and figure out, all right, who do I want to attack next?
Yeah, I also like that when you're in wait mode, you can actually, like, I think you have to buy the upgrade for it, but, like, it actually tells you the weaknesses of the enemies.
Yes, that's you know one of the ascension perks.
So the thing about Final Fantasy that's also, it's not, when I say a problem, it's not a problem as in, like, an actual problem where it brings the game down. It's just, like, a personal thing for me with games like this, is that I have a problem where any game that's like this, I tend to try to do every single side quest I can possibly do before doing the main missions.
Like the issue you have with a lot of Bethesda games, like Fallout and Skyrim.
Oh, hell yeah.
There are tons of side quests and hunting missions, and then they throw in fishing and...
Oh, man, like Zelda games. Yeah. Throwing it back.
Like, let me put it this way. Like, earlier today, like, after I beat Chapter 2 and you finally get to, like, go into the world more and, like, see everything, like, after I did, like, the main mission where you meet up with Iris... I pretty much spent like 30 to 45 minutes not even actually doing side quests. I was just literally going around the map collecting all the side quests I could possibly pick up because like it has little indicators of where they're side quests. So I literally spent like almost an hour just picking up side quests, not even doing them.
And I'm glad that it actually does that. It tells you where they are, how to get to them. It doesn't make you kill yourself searching for them. Even for like the ingredients and the treasures, it doesn't... It doesn't kill you because you're already spending enough time on the story and the side quests.
Yeah, literally the only side quests in the game that, like, they don't show you are, like, the really random ones where, like, someone's, like, hurt and you have to go give them a potion. Like, they just happen to be in an area.
Yeah, and I don't even know if those are actual side quests or if they're random events. I'm not entirely sure
on that yet. They are because the first one I ever did was, like, the guy that's, like, you drive by the road and he's, like, behind the rock.
Right by Hammerhead.
And when I did that, it gave me the achievement for the side quest, like, doing your first side quest or whatever.
Okay. Let me tell you, man, that guy, I spent a good 10, 15 minutes running around that circle trying to find him. I did it methodically to where I'm like, all right, I'm going to start at the outside of the circle and slowly run inwards. Couldn't find him until I looked up online and saw the video. I'm like,
same.
He's behind that goddamn rock.
He's been there the entire time. Right around where you start. I was so mad.
So, let me ask you guys, how many hours have you guys put into FF15 so far?
24. It has a counter.
I'm okay. At 14, I think.
All right. So, it sounds like there's, like, a crap load of content.
Oh, like, absolutely. I'm only after chapter 2 and I've already put like 4
there
th-
are
I think there's like 13
13 chapters, and then which apparently they're actually putting out a patch for chapter 13 that's going to improve the story to add more cutscenes, because apparently it was a bit lackluster. Haven't gotten there yet, so I can't, you know, judge it for myself, but it was kind of slow and it just wasn't that good. So I guess they're putting in a patch to you know, fix that. So, you know, maybe play those side quests, take a bit of time, and, you know, so they can push that out before you can do that.
I have like 10 or 15 side quests lined up that I'm going to be playing right after I get off this.
I'm at the point where I guess it's right before I get to that place where you're trying to go. I'm Altitia. That place that you've been trying to go to meet up with Lady Luna Freya this entire time.
Oh, okay.
And I'm at the point where I can't get there because I haven't completed the story. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get as many side missions as I can done until they say you need to get to this spot.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be my stopping point on side missions.
What happened was, is right before chapter 2, the mission you do before it's like, oh, you completed chapter 2. I saved right before I did that mission because what I had been saving up like a bunch of XP.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was going to do is I was going to go to, like, that one hotel that's, like, by the water that you get, like, twice the amount of experience if you rest
the
there.
The K, yeah.
You have to spend, like, 10K.
And... Oh, but it's worth it. It's so easy to get money now, too.
But,
when you do
I did...
all those side quests and the hunts.
I did. So I did every possible thing I did. I could do all the hunts I could possibly do. I did everything. And then I did the mission, and then, like, it automatically, you know, gave me my experience. So I was like, shit. So I went back to the save point, went to rest, and then replayed that mission just so that I could get all the extra levels. Because, like, when I first went through it without sleep resting there, I got to like level 18 or something,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't have the times 2 boost. But after I did that and went through it the second time, I was like level 20 when I came out of that.
Nice.
Jeez, I'm at this point where I don't want any more XP. I'm too overpowered for the story quest.
What?
No, because listen, like, it's kind of true. Blasphemy. Because I was like going level 18 into like the one mission, and it was like literally a level 8 mission, so you just like wrecked mm-hmm. everything, and like the boss fight was like over within like 30 seconds.
I'm level 32 and the story is on level 18. That's the point I'm at in this game, because I keep
that's
doing
how I feel when
quests.
I play that's how I feel when I play Pokemon.
Yeah,
I'm like
basically
I'm like 10 levels ahead of the story, and we go into the
you go into the gym and you just take him out in like one hit.
Yeah, well, not gym, but when you're doing the island challenges.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're basically like, you basically like, you know, one shot.
The Kahuna or the captains. Yeah, exactly.
Every enemy you or every other Pokemon you encounter. So
I just finished my first island. So I'm
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I just got to my second island. So we'll
nice. Did you remember to pick up a Pikachu or a Pichu?
I got a Pichu, yes.
Nice. Give that thing a Soothe Bell.
Okay, yeah.
So since we're talking, like, I haven't played Pokemon, but since we're talking about that, should we talk about Pokemon Go?
Guys, we're getting a new update! Yeah. That
Woo!
Actually already happened, I think.
So I haven't heard.
Now,
yeah.
I've been off
I haven't heard about the
now,
update, so
now with 100% more Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Did you guys? So Starbucks are becoming.
I haven't heard anything about this.
Gyms. I think they're becoming. They're like
just
gyms.
All Starbucks
okay. / Pokestops. I think most of them are going to be Pokestops now. So now there's also special Pokemon Go flavored drinks that you can get
Woo!
At Starbucks. For a fee.
I know, like,
yeah, and the new update also included a new form of tracking.
Yeah,
where
I saw that.
What you can do is you select a Pokemon and it'll be near a Pokestop near you, mm-hmm. so you can select it and then you know exactly where to go. You don't have to kind of like walk around aimlessly looking for it. You can see like, okay, it's near a Pokestop and it'll show you on a map. Here's where it is. You know, it's not going to be like right at the Pokestop, but it'll be near it. So that kind of like, that's like a new way they're doing tracking. And I actually kind of like it because, you know, you can see like, oh, there's an Eevee over here. I need one of those. You know, I can now know I can walk over there and have a chance at encountering it, as opposed to seeing an Eevee on your
I'll never
your,
find this
nearby chart and being like, okay, well,
so it's kind of like
I don't know what direction this is in.
So it's kind of like how they took a step back to their original launch.
Except
when we had the step tracker.
Exactly.
In a way.
So, and that's really helped a lot of people. And I feel like they've also increased the encounter rate, and they also have a new feature where you get bonus XP for catching a Pokemon every day and visiting a Pokestop every
day. Yes, I did see that. I don't have the ability. Don't do that every day, though. I hardly play. I haven't touched the game in like a month.
Yeah, so
I haven't, like,
your poor Pokemon.
Yeah, so the Ditto appears as Ditto normal right Pokemon. And
yeah, I did hear about that.
Or like you don't know if you caught a Ditto until after.
So it only happens
surprise
when you catch it. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's actually a Ditto.
Yep.
Exactly. Which I think is kind of cool.
It
makes
is.
You like, okay, maybe I should catch all these
Pidgeys
and Spearows and Rattatas.
Yeah. But oh my goodness, that is going to be terrible. I can only imagine because they probably aren't common. They're going to be rare as shit.
You'd be surprised. If you track them down, you can. You know, I think after you've been playing for a while, they'll eventually show up. And I know there can be nests for them. So.
Oh.
But so Chris, when is the rollout of some of the Gen 2 Pokemon coming out?
They haven't mentioned that.
Okay, because I thought that
I
was coming
that,
soon.
Yeah. Yes. Well, they haven't officially announced that, but there's been leaks. And
I love leaks.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, and like the...
Niantic already confirmed players will be able to hunt 100 new creatures.
It was it was December 7th, actually, it looked like, according to one post.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
the
so,
8th.
Needless to say.
So, well, this is the 8th today, so.
Needless to say, I think in the near future, I think we're going to start seeing some Gen 2 Pokemon come out, which is crazy because they're still, I hope when they do that they release a lot of the region Pokemon. Like, there's only like specific Pokemon you can catch in other regions, like other countries that you can't get in the States.
Uh-huh.
And I hope they would release those. But yeah, I think there's some cool updates coming that might reinvigorate people to play a little more.
Well, there's been people in Florida that I've been finding Mr. Mime, which is only
that was
a European
France
based
one, wasn't it?
Yeah, Europe or something like that.
Yeah. So like they've been finding him, and like I think somebody found him in Tampa.
Well, I mean, maybe Niantic finally realized that, you know, not everyone is going to be able to go to Europe. So they're like, well, let's let everyone catch them all.
Well, I mean, that's why they're going to be doing trading. They announced that officially. Like,
oh yeah,
hey, we're actually doing this now.
Training and trainer battles, so you can so you can battle your friends.
That'd be cool if you ran
like
into someone.
They should have had day one.
It'd be cool if you ran into someone and had the exclamation mark like show up on your screen with a little noise.
That would
like,
be so legit. Like you can have a setting that you can turn on. Like, okay, I want to battle people near me.
Yeah, so like you just turn it on and it's like any interaction with someone else who has that on, suddenly battle.
Shit, that'd be crazy at the
lakefront. Yeah.
They really missed out by not having like the gym battle or like the battling friends like not on first day.
Yeah.
I feel
they
like
missed
that'd
out
be
on a lot of people
because
now they definitely don't have as many people playing anymore.
Yeah. Oh.
It's all right. They made their $1 billion off of that. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think you mean trillion.
It's
a Pokemon
game,
remember?
$1 trillion. Yeah, probably the combination of Pokemon Go sales and Pokemon Sun and Moon sales.
Yeah, and merchandise
just made
and
gobs
everything.
And gobs of money.
Don't forget the Poke Watches or whatever they were called.
Oh yeah.
I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah.
Apparently they didn't really work.
Oh, surprise.
I still didn't understand
it was supposed to, you know how your phone would like if you were holding it or something, it would vibrate or make a noise when a Pokemon popped up. It would basically do that for the watch, and so it wouldn't drain as much battery on your phone. And you could do it, I believe, while your phone was locked.
Yeah, that was the big selling point. Okay. You could just be walking around with your phone in your pocket, And then when you encountered a Pokemon, the...
As long as the app was running, you'd be able to, you know, open your app up and or unlock your phone, and it would, you know, you'd be able to catch Pokemon.
And you could even catch them just with the bracelet. Oh, there was a button on it, and you could touch it, and you would get one chance at catching the Pokemon. So you could just walk around and not even have to whip out your phone.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, but I don't think it went over as well as people wanted it to.
Apparently, it didn't work very well.
Hmm.
So... So, hey, Chris.
Oops.
What do you mean, oops?
Oh, no, just it not
working. Okay.
It sounded very guilty.
Yeah. I thought something happened. And, yeah.
No.
So, Chris, as seeing as you're the only person that plays it, why don't you tell us scrubs a little bit about Civ 6?
Yeah.
Civ 6 is one of the best strategy games out there on the market today and could potentially be forever, but you know they're gonna come out with Civ 7.
Is this
that one's gonna
hey
be
guys
better.
Is this what I sound like when I talk about Nintendo?
No, you're way more excited. Chris is just dead
okay,
inside
that's...
in general, so
yeah, this is as good as it's gonna
get,
basically.
Yeah, no, it's just a really fun strategy game. Like, you can, like, I'll just sit here on a Friday night, start playing it, next thing I know it's Sunday. I gotta go to work.
Oh jeez.
But it's a super fun game. Like, you pick a country, and like, they have their own special abilities.
USA.
And then
USA.
Yeah, US. Always, you always pick USA. And you, so like, you can win via like, by destroying all the other countries, by creating more, or what is it? Going to Alpha Centauri.
Mm-hmm. What?
Via technology. Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
Like, so you just build a space, you just build a spaceship, like you, progress your tech high enough to build spaceships, and then you fly off to space and win the game.
Are you sure? Nice.
And then there's a culture one, which is like, do you bring in enough arts and music and what is it? Musicians. Stuff like that. It's a fun game. You should play. Guys should play. It's
I mean,
fun.
Civilization we'll 5 was we'll really see. Fun, so I'll probably eventually pick up
yeah,
6.
So... So if you liked Civilization V, especially the Gods and Kings DLC, six just builds upon that.
Would you say that
makes it more interesting?
Would you say that 6 was better than 5?
Oh, easily, easily.
Awesome.
I mean,
I'm still like
that's good enough for
so
me.
So I just started.
Well, apparently Civ 6 actually won an award for like best strategy game of 2016 or something like that.
Well, I mean, there's
it.
A good reason for that. But yeah, like they introduced like a few things. They kind of made it easier to like attract the attention of city states, which are like other countries out there that you can like use to help your country get better. Like, some will increase your production, some will increase your military, and others will increase your culture and faith. Mm-hmm.
Man, they've really made it complex.
They really.
Is there anything you don't like about it?
It's super complex.
Ooh, good question.
Ooh. I would just say I would probably just like the only thing I don't really like about it is the faith structure, and that's just because I didn't realize how to make faith work good.
Dude, welcome to real life.
Because I don't feel like they, like, because I just picked, like, the middle level difficulty, and, like, they didn't explain it at all. So I'm like, why are all these other countries having faith, and I'm producing all this faith, and yet I can't start a religion yet? So that's something I'm going to have to figure out on my next game. Like, I'm still on my first game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jesus. I always pick, like, add as many countries in here, because I just want to destroy them all.
Chris, is this how you let your anger out? You go into Civ 6 and you just destroy other countries?
No, he just beats on Ricky. Don't you know that?
I know.
Yeah,
I'm just,
no.
He
just
enjoys that.
No,
see, like...
Send passive-aggressive text.
That's like...
tweets.
You know, that's like just Chris having a good time. I'm talking, like, straight-up stress relief. I feel like Chris would enjoy that way too much.
No, usually I just pick it to, like, if I'm watching sports. Like, it's sports is my background, and I have Civ 6 rolling.
That's true. I'm watching the Kansas City game, and in the background.
Oh,
I
really, completely forgot about that game.
Really want Kansas City to beat Oakland. Anywho. Man, I really derailed the conversation with that one.
So, but honestly, like, I think it's a game of the, definitely game of the year selection.
Yeah, I'd like to check it out. I don't know if I wish there was a way I could, like, rent it and just try it, you know, for a day or something.
Mm-hmm.
Free weekend for
having
for Civ 6?
Having friends.
Oh, yeah? Chris, you going to hook me up?
Steam accounts, maybe.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're kind enough.
Got my back, Chris?
All right, let's go to the next topic, which is, what do I have stuff here? Yeah, The Dawning. Destiny, The Dawning.
Yeah, what is that? I saw
the
like
Christmas,
a...
Yeah, what?
Christmas time is here.
I saw
What's
like
that?
A little thing
not...
of it on
oh,
YouTube,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
quite understand. It's just like a Christmas seasonal thing.
What exactly?
Yeah, it's a Christmas season thing.
I am
stoked. They're bringing back the Sparrow Racing
mm-hmm.
League.
Finally.
Excited for that.
I know, it only took them a year.
Sparrow, I'm just stoked to see the tower. It looked really awesome.
They're bringing back Icebreaker.
With
super exciting.
With new skins for it, which is going to be awesome.
With new skins.
Dude,
new skins for characters.
It's going to be a great
well.
Holiday season.
So, probably
yes, it is
probably after this is when I'll be able to like stop playing Destiny until the second game comes out, right?
Never stop playing.
Maybe. We'll see. Well, I mean, I think they're going to keep adding like all these events just to kind of
yeah.
keep people interested and bring back the
I didn't even buy
it.
Well, that's the
button.
Thing. I want to be done with it because I have too
you,
many other games to play.
Yeah, that's true. We have,
and,
props, we have Titanfall 2 to play.
Props to Bungie, though. The
yeah,
fact that they
Titanfall
keep 2. Pulling me back in with all this stuff. Like that, it means they're doing
I think,
it right.
I think, I feel like it would be a bad time to mention that Iron Banner is going on right now this week, too.
Oh,
so.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I need to get in on that.
Yes, you do. I'm like $3.99. I'm so close to 400.
I'm $3.99.
So close.
All I'm missing is a ghost shell, and I think all I'm missing is boots. Boots and a ghost shell, and then I'll be 400.
Ah, so close.
So, and you know how hard ghost shells are to get. So.
Well, I mean, they usually drop pretty easily for me in the whatever. What's that? The place on Earth.
The Cosmodrome?
The name of it. Yeah, well, in the Cosmodrome.
Plaguelands?
There's like that little arena.
Oh, Archon's
yeah.
Forge.
Yes, there
that
we go.
Thing.
Jeez, man, you really
gotta narrow
really
it down.
It's been a while.
No, even
it's been a while.
Gotta go deeper.
This podcast is happening at 11 p.m.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, no. I would rather 11 p.m. than 11 a.m. like we did that one time.
There was nothing
oh, no,
wrong
I loved
with
11
the podcast early in the morning. We were all fine.
To be fair,
yeah.
you guys will actually be happy
yeah, so
to
the...
know. No more late night Victoria. I started going to like a nutritionist and a doctor, and I have a normal sleep schedule.
Aw, man,
what?
Team Forever Week
I know.
Is gone.
It's okay, Jack. It's okay. I just
you call
Jack.
Me Jack?
I thought we were just going to glaze over it.
I'm not all better. Just my sleep is better. I'll be back one day,
Jake.
We got to
think about the well-being as a whole here.
Wait, so I got
is
a question
this the person
for
you,
guys. You
want running the community group, Jack?
Oh! It happened again!
I think that one was intentional.
Well, Victoria, you're drunk.
It would
go
be
home.
Far more
no,
funny
that,
if
is,
it
that is Saturday at the holiday party, Chris.
Woo!
Rest in peace. Rip to rip.
So, who have you got the Rise of Iron?
I did.
Yeah. Rise of Iron's amazing.
It's great.
I didn't get it just because I just didn't feel like I was into it as much just to buy. So
Ooh.
I was just wondering, did you like, which one do you think is better, Rise of Iron or Taken King?
Taken King was bigger.
That's
it like had more
question,
content,
yeah.
but
Taken King
know.
Was the story that Destiny should always have had, but Rise of Iron was a very interesting story because of the Iron Lords, and it gave you the Plaguelands, and it gave you the Siva and everything.
Yeah, it was
Jake. If you
it
were
was just shorter,
yeah, if you were interested by the whole Iron Lords and everything, chances are you will like Iron Banner. I mean, Iron Rise of Iron.
Man, she's slipping, guys.
I am. I held it together for like 45 minutes, and now I'm starting to deteriorate.
And you know what, Victoria? We're proud of you. We are very proud of you. And I don't know. I'm just stoked to hear that you're
only a little bit, though.
Only a little bit. I'm just stoked to hear that you're on a normal sleep schedule.
I know, right? Like, I go to sleep at like 11:30, 12 o'clock, and I wake up at 8 a.m.
Shit.
You're like a normal person. Nice.
Oh, it's so weird.
You're almost a normal person.
It's so weird. How do you guys do this?
Video
games.
It's a trade secret. It's a trade secret.
Has Blizzard officially announced anything for the holiday thing besides that retweet thing that they were doing?
I think it's only been leaks, hasn't it?
It's only been leaks, and that's like it originally was found out via
leaks.
Via the people found the intro to Hollywood with a more Jingle Bell like theme to it. So that's how we first found about this, and then Blizzard tweeted out like, "Join us on the 13th."
It said like December retweet 13th, to RSVP.
But... Yeah, and so that will probably drop on the 14th.
13th.
They'll release the update on the 14th.
So I mean,
or no? Yeah, I'm sorry. Torbjorn yeah, it is 13th. Elf, I'm right.
Yeah,
he has to be an elf, right? Like, is one of the skins?
Who?
Yes.
Torbjorn.
Probably, since he's so small. But I don't know, he's
Reinhardt
so bulky.
Reinhardt has to be Santa.
No, I think Roadhog has to be Santa. Roadhog.
I mean, Roadhog has the girth yeah. to be Santa.
He does. Oh, wow. He's got...
I think the rest of the characters should all be reindeer.
Genji reindeer.
There was some cool
fan
art. That
would be
of,
awesome.
Pro reindeer. Reindeer. With, like, little reindeer antlers, and it looked cool.
Who
would be Rudolph?
That's like,
Reinhardt.
Maybe
Reinhardt.
I'm trying to think of someone.
He has the shield, so he's always the leader of the pack.
I guess
that is true.
I was trying to think of someone who had something that glows, like I don't know, Widowmaker, because she has her laser.
She's got her.
Oh,
eye,
couldn't May could probably be like Frosty the Snowman or something.
Yeah, there you go.
What was that? The villain.
Jackie Frost.
Yeah, something like that, probably.
Ooh, what's the new character? What's her name? Sombra.
Sombra.
She could probably have like some red and green like neon lights with her like.
Oh, that would be so cool. She can like change her colors and everything, so they're all Christmas like. You know, like lights on Christmas trees. How you put the timers on them and they change.
Oh yeah.
Be cool if she could do that. With all her
that would be
tech
like
stuff.
A good Christmas intro, though. Like, because, you know, like, for Halloween, they had, like, Genji had the one with the pumpkin. Reaper had the one with the coffin.
Something sleigh-like? I don't know.
Ooh, what if we, like, them throwing snowballs?
What if, like, Torbjorn was Santa, and then, like, they made his turret look like a sleigh or something?
Oh, that would be cool.
They probably will.
They'll put, like, a little sleigh under it or
something. Cutting down trees or something.
Yeah.
Have Genji cutting down a tree.
Making firewood for the fire.
There you go.
Oh no!
Soldier
so,
76 dunking some cookies and some milk.
I
kicking back.
I wonder if they're gonna do another story thing like they did with the Revenge of Frankenstein.
I hope they do. What? I feel like it went off really well.
Yeah,
I remember everyone really loved it,
especially
because
it was
get to play it.
It was kind of like a story, but not a story.
But a story.
Yeah.
A side story.
There you go,
story
side
that
story.
Never happened. Side missions.
It was all in Junkrat's head.
Allegedly.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
Listen, he's probably been off his meds for a while. Give him a
What's
break.
What's like another holiday-related character that they could do in Overwatch? Frosty,
I'm trying to think
Rose,
of
Rosanna.
Yeah,
like
who would Reaper
May.
Be?
I mean, May could be like Snow Queen or something like that.
Reaper
Ice Queen.
There you
the
go.
Grinch.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is great. Brilliant.
And then, yeah, because
they
want to make
someone a Christmas tree. Like, they just walk really slow and they're dressed up as a Christmas tree costume.
No, wait. What
their
if?
Their gun is to throw ornaments.
I mean, that would be good for Reinhardt.
What
He's
if,
big.
What if, like, Reaper, like, I don't know, like, if they, like, it would be kind of, they'd have, I don't know, because of copyright, but, like, if they made him, like, Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
Because he's skeleton-like. They might, if anything, they might, like, parody it somehow.
Hmm.
Like, maybe in their little character, their voice interactions or something.
Yeah.
Because we're also getting, I think, wasn't it like 3 new maps or something like that? That was
well,
in
they
the
just,
leak?
They just released one already, and that's for the 1v1 map and the 3v3.
Yeah, I still haven't touched.
And then,
no, isn't there one with, like, cars or something?
Yeah, so that's Oasis, and that will... I don't think they plan on having that come out this update, but probably one in January whenever they...
So that one's like on PC already, right?
Yeah. So that's already in the PTR. And people have found fun little things to do in there. Like, because on the outside of the map, there's vehicles. And so people have been putting on Zarya shields. And they'll get next to the vehicles, have the vehicles hit the character. And so that ends up building charge for the Zarya.
Oh, no.
So within, like, a few seconds, the Zarya already has 100% charge.
People breaking the game.
I'm pretty sure they already fixed that.
Zarya.
They definitely will have fixed that after this.
You saw the thing where, like, Widowmaker, like, hooked onto one of the cars and just went flying away?
Yeah.
Leave it to the players to find out ways to... It's not even cheating.
Let's check
the
to
map
see if the game's
they're,
broken.
They're using the environment to come up with creative ways to play. And I love that people are able to do that.
I mean, look at any speedrunning category.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like, they finish like a 30-hour game in like 5 minutes. Maybe not that short, but you get the
ruining
idea.
My childhood.
No, they can do that. Because
oh,
isn't there like
I mean, you can finish
you one
can
of
finish
the Mario
Ocarina
games.
Of Time in 18 minutes.
Jesus.
Yeah, one of the Mario games, like you beat the first level, and like you do something, and it actually like sends you to the last level of the game.
You just
yeah,
step
you can one,
instead
you can
of stepping to the
Mario
right,
64.
You step to the left.
Yeah.
You turn around and go in the door you came out of.
Yeah. Well, look what happened, guys.
So,
it was all a trip.
If you guys don't mind, I kind of want to jump into the Nintendo corner.
Oh, I actually want to hear about this too, because I saw the Jimmy Fallon thing.
Nintendo corner
with Will.
So I'm going to set Will up right here. I actually haven't watched any of that new like video with Jimmy Fallon or anything yet.
Okay.
Take it away.
For those of you who haven't seen it, Reggie Fils-Aimé was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon showing off Super Mario Run. And also there was Shigeru Miyamoto and Bill from Nintendo Treehouse. So it looked like when you got there that they were showing off Super Mario Run. And, you know, they kind of showed off some gameplay. They let Jimmy Fallon play one of the levels, and it looks really cool. It's only $10, but it's only for Apple products, for the iPhone and the iPad. So rip all you Android users, including
yes.
myself.
Sad face.
It's okay, Will.
Sad face indeed.
It's okay, Will. You can borrow my iPad.
Yes. I need it.
We'll never
I
see him again.
No.
I'll just be over in the corner playing it. And so it was really cool, you know. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it. I think it's a really great way of Nintendo branching into the mobile market. I think it's a brilliant move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plus the game looks fun. You know, you can't really deny that. But they surprised Jimmy Fallon. They had a question mark block on the table in front of them when they were showing off Super Mario Run, and Reggie Fils-Aimé lifts it up, and underneath it is the Nintendo Switch. And Jimmy Fallon just starts nerding out, and I got so excited because I was like, yes, we get to see actual live gameplay.
Did we get
from
anything
the Nintendo
new
Switch.
Out of it?
We didn't get anything new. All they did was Jimmy got to play a little bit of Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he was just going crazy for it, and I don't blame him because that's exactly what I would have done. But what it was the first time we ever got to see the Switch run a game live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before then, we've only had videos, and you know, everything that you saw on the screen was
that's a big
put on
thing.
In post. Exactly, because so, a few weeks before this, Nintendo actually released two videos. Actually, no, it was last week. It was at the Game Awards. They released a new trailer for Breath of the Wild where we got to see some of the story and some of the villages to show people that there are actually NPCs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we got like 3 minutes of gameplay. And a lot of people noticed, including myself, that the frame rate in the gameplay for the Wii U was actually, it looked kind of low. It looked like it was dropping frames. It looked like it was operating at like 15, 20 frames per second. Especially in some of the, you know, more heavy sequences where you're seeing a lot of action and a lot of movement. And so one thing that people were trying to see was is that while they were doing a live demo of Breath of the Wild on the Nintendo Switch, was it dropping frames? And it actually looked to be running pretty smoothly,
mm-hmm.
including you know, when it was docked, there was a big explosion when Reggie pushed a boulder down a hill and blew up some bokoblins. And it, you know, it didn't drop any frames. It looked good. And then they took it out of the dock mode, and Jimmy actually got to hold the Nintendo Switch and run around, and it looked like it was running at, you know, a good 30 frames per second.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm assuming is at 1080p. You know, there have been a lot of rumors that the Nintendo Switch has a 1080p screen, which would be awesome. And so, yeah, it was just really cool. It was like the first time we got to see it played live, got to see Breath of the Wild. And I think, yeah, the key takeaway was is that we got to actually see it.
Yeah.
Not mm-hmm. in a piece of marketing material. And I was just so stoked because I don't know. I crave information about the Switch and about Breath of the Wild. I try to get it anywhere I can. So I was really excited to see that, and it was just really cool to hear Jimmy Fallon talk about how awesome it was and how he was really excited for it and how, you know, people should, you know, be really looking forward to it coming out, because I feel like what they're doing here is they're marketing it to people. They're letting people know that it's new, and, you know, they're basically fixing every mistake they made when the Wii U came out, you know,
because the Wii U comes out
and people are like, exactly, so I really think they're doing it right, and I think the Switch is going to be successful. You know, how successful, that's going to wait to be seen, but I think it's going to be successful. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm just super stoked for Breath of the Wild. It looks amazing.
I really like the most important thing I took away from that was you watched that so that Jimmy Fallon could reaffirm your belief that Zelda is going to be fun.
No, man, Jimmy Fallon didn't tell me anything new.
The TLDR.
I knew it was going to be awesome. TLDR. Jimmy Fallon went nutso over it, and we got to see Nintendo Switch live for the first time.
So
I really can't wait. Oh, I really can't wait to pre-order the Switch and then get it before you.
Chris, I will kick you square in the balls if you do that. I will kick you square in the balls.
You know, because, like, yeah, every day I just send you pics, like, oh, look what I'm doing.
I will drive to your house, Chris.
He'll set up, like, scheduled messages just to go out, like, every hour.
You know what you could do, Chris, is you could, like,
it'll just be the
like,
Switch,
I don't know, like,
from
Photoshop.
Whoa, look at this picture.
Yeah, you could, like, Photoshop and send it to me, like, look what I got early. Oh, my gosh, I would be so jealous.
Best Buy dumb
like,
messed
a secret
up.
Hookup or something?
I can neither confirm nor deny
this. Do not even joke about that, Jake. Do not even joke about that.
You can't even get a regular hookup, so.
Oh! That was a sick burn, Victoria.
But my biggest thing with the Switch is, like, I love that it's basically being marketed as, like, not just a console, but a portable gaming system.
Mm-hmm. And it's mashing the two together.
So, but my question is if they're really trying to market it as both, are they going to discontinue like their mobile games, or is it just going like, you know, are they going to stop like the DS line and just go straight into the Switch?
Oh God, no. That's a whole nother market. Because not to mention the price difference between the DS and what the Switch will likely be. They're not going to throw away that entire market because, oh, this one console is close enough.
Yeah, they're really trying to draw the distinction that yes, they're kind of merging mobile and home gaming with the Switch, but they're still going to be supporting the 3DS. And, you know, they haven't really talked about what their future plans are, but, I mean, the 3DS has been doing well for the past few years. So I think we're just going to have to wait until we get more details on the Switch before we actually see what their plans are. Yeah. So
it's just, like,
I don't know.
From
I'm stoked for it.
I'd be like, why would you get like this inferior version on the 3DS when you could get it on the Switch and still be portable? It's
well, that's
like,
that's one thing, but they might have only DS exclusive games.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Victoria might be right too. That, you know, there's a, you know, a different price tier where you're like, oh, you know, I could, you know, I could put this on the Switch, but, you know, it's probably better as a, you know, pure handheld game.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You're definitely right though. I'm interested to see how Nintendo tackles it.
Yeah, we'll
but,
just have to see
I
when
mean,
it comes
it's,
out.
The whole mobile thing is awesome too, because I've been putting off buying Skyrim because I know it's going to be coming out for the Switch, and I want to be able to play Skyrim on the go.
It's not confirmed.
Allegedly,
remember that, Will.
No, it's like 95% confirmed. The Bethesda came out and said that it's like it's happening. So, I mean, it's not like 100% confirmed, but.
It's just
for all intents and purposes,
early
Skyrim.
April Fool's joke. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm not kidding, dude. Check out Bethesda. Oh, my gosh. You guys are going to kill me.
The biggest thing about the Switch we need to see is the battery life once
it's
out of the
yes.
dock.
Which I believe Most we definitely. Had a conversation about that the two podcasts ago. Will and I got into this entire thing about... We got into a bit of a fight about it. The battery life.
We did.
I wonder.
Needless to say, that's going to be really important.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is if like let's say the battery life isn't that great, is there a way to charge it portably?
Definitely.
I would assume that there's going to be like some kind of
adapter.
You would assume
cable.
We'll see.
Jake, don't dash my dreams.
Hopefully,
or I'll kick you in the balls too.
Well, because it's like you can charge your DS as long as you have like a a portable battery pack or something.
Mm-hmm.
You just get the charger with the USB cable.
Yeah, but the thing I'm saying is that like, well, I guess like because like with the gamepad like for the Wii U, like you could set it on the dock and the dock charges it, or you could plug it straight in. But
yeah,
I don't
know
because like
I don't know. I'm just speculating here, but chances are the dock is just a convenient way to put that handheld device down and have it connect to a whole bunch of ports.
Yeah, I
agree. You can probably just plug it in with some cables and let it sit flat on a table and it'll still work.
Yeah, so Nintendo's doing their event on January 12th, and I think, you know, because we've been getting leaks like crazy. Like, we've gotten leaks that there's going to be GameCube games in the Virtual Console, which I'm super stoked for. There have been leaks that Dark Souls could be coming to the Nintendo Switch, all three of them. There have been rumors that if the Nintendo Switch sales look good, they'll finish off their port of Dark Souls 1, 2, and 3, which I think would be awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
There's strong confirmations about all of those, like the GameCube games they already have under work.
Melee.
Luigi's Mansion and
Sunshine,
Mario Sunshine. So then Dark Souls 3 is pretty much all done.
They basically said that.
Yeah,
they're just gonna kind of wait and see initially
if it'll actually
what
sell.
The sales look like,
or if they need to boost those sales.
Yeah, they're gonna be looking at console sales.
If it looks great, they're gonna be making Dark Souls 2 and Dark Souls 1 most
mm-hmm.
likely. So,
I don't know. I'm just getting so stoked for this. Not only because, you know, I want to be able to play those games on the Switch, and I'm just stoked to see all the first party titles, but I want to be able to play that on the go. I want to be able to, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, be on a road trip and bust out Dark Souls 3 or, you know, Skyrim or whatever.
Yeah.
And play that on the go.
Like, I'm thinking like RTX flights. You're sitting on a plane for 2 hours. Pull out Skyrim and play it right there without pulling out like a big bulky laptop that's able to, you know, play it.
Guys, we all have
Switch definitely.
On the way to RTX. We just play.
RTX when after the Switch is released?
Oh my gosh,
forget,
it's going to be amazing.
Forget Pokemon Go. Everyone's going to be sitting there playing their Nintendo Switches.
One thing I really like that they showed in the initial release trailer, because like I was a little worried when they were first showing it off, because like when they're showing that, you know, you could set it up like with the kickstand and then pull off the sides as controllers, I was a little worried because I was like, I don't think those control, like the, hey, you could pull off the side controllers. I was like, that doesn't look that great to game with. But then I liked that they show that there was actually someone playing with like a regular pro controller on connected to the screen.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't have to use the switches on the side to play.
Oh, yeah, the Joy-Con controllers.
Yeah. Because that would
especially, like, when they're showing that, like, that was, like, a two-player. Like, they're showing that you could do two players with one side and the other side. I was kind of like, that looks kind of weird. I'd rather just be able to hook up two pro controllers, but they showed that you can do that. So I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
And they'll probably add some extra features as we get closer to the release date, too.
For sure.
Let alone all the accessories, you know, they'll add.
Guys, we're getting a little late here, so let's call it a podcast. Just a heads up,
I can do that.
We will be doing a award game show or game show. We are not doing an award game show. We're doing an award video game podcast that will hopefully be coming out right around the new year. So look out for that. We're still kind of debating on what's going to happen, but pay attention to our Twitter because a poll might pop up.
Woo-hoo.
So, you can find
participate
the Slightly Off podcast on Twitter via the username of Slightly Off Pod. You can also find us on Facebook as Slightly Off Podcast. RT Florida, you can find us at RT_Florida on Facebook, Twitter. Go to the RT site. We're also there.
Definitely go to the RT site.
The YouTube page, we are RT Florida Community, and that's about it.
Thank you very much for listening, you guys.
Thank you for listening to us for over an hour.
Yeah, you poor souls. This podcast will be going out on December 15th, so the Dawning and Overwatch holiday stuff will be out, and
you know what else?
Losers, because we won't know what's happening.
Super what Mario Run will be out too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not for Will though.
To play it.
It's okay. I'll somehow get Will my iPad.
There you go.
Hey, thanks guys. It's been a great one.
Yeah.
Bye everyone.
Thank you, Jake, for being our visitor.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for having me. Finally, we made it work.
It only took us about 6 months, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll see you again in like 6 months.
Yep.
All right, guys.
Alrighty.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Go be awesome, because you're awesome.
See you later.
Do awesome stuff, because you're awesome. Happy holidays.